Hello and welcome back to Techonomics. My name is Jason Middleton, and I'm the show host. Our next segment really needs no introduction. Just say the words Bay Area real estate, and you'll get a reaction, whether you live in the nine-county Bay Area or not. Everyone knows the most expensive housing markets reside in the Bay Area and in Manhattan, and we trade off sometimes. Here's someone who has been in the home selling business for decades, and he has some advice for buyers in all categories, first-timers, refinancers, or investment buyers. Here we go.
Dick Mozeleski, owner, broker of Rainbow Funding and Realty for over 35 years in Newark, California.
Realty in the Bay Area, that's got to be a kind of a dynamic space for you because it seems like that's the dinner party conversation that always comes up. Has that been your experience?
I would say since August of 2008, when I came back from Hawaii, walked into the office and everything exploded because there was no more easy qualifying loans. There was no income, no verification. If you could breathe, you could get a loan, that type of thing. So fog up the mirror and you were in a house. And there was a lot of that going on and it all came to a quick close. And so I've been around the block many, many years. I've seen the short sale situation in the 80s. I've seen the spike in interest rates. I've seen the interest rates in the high in the teens at one time. And I was making loans way back in the 70s at 21%.
Wow.
So I've seen the full spectrum and where we're at today in the interest rates. And just a quick response to that. You think about interest rates and where we've been in the last year and actually where they're at right now. Anybody looking for a loan, they're right around 4.1, 4.2, where about 2 months ago they were in the threes, the low threes. And we had a client come in and he wanted to lock in the loan at 3.25%. So we did it. He paid $1,300 to get that 3.25%. Today, that 3.25% would cost him $23,000.
Whoa.
2 months ago. Because there isn't a 3.25. So
right. I try not to do too much math on the radio, but this is important because, you know, we've been told that we could expect 3 interest rate hikes coming out of the Fed this year. Of course, they said that last year, too. But whatever. Let's assume that's going to happen this year. We have a slow growth economy that the administration wants to really rev up. How does that affect mortgage rates?
Big.
Is it?
It's big because, as I said, 2 months ago, we were 3.25. Today, we're at 4.25 because of the spike of somewhat of the spike of the interest rates. And when the interest rates go up, that means the production level comes down. So you're not seeing the housing being built like it had been in the last several years.
Okay, but doesn't that lead to market stability when it comes to pricing?
Market stability, I think that there's a reduction,
Are we talking about like a retraction? Or
Where properties haven't been appreciating as much and there's a check and balance where things come back down to a point and a level where people can afford them because average price of a home in the Bay Area, we're talking Bay Area, of course, $780,000. The most expensive average price of a home in the United States is not more than 20 miles from where we sit.
Mm-hmm.
What is that town? Atherton,
right.
$10.1 million is the average price home, and less than a fifth of those properties are vacant. So they're bought by investors for one purpose, to make money. So even though they're vacant, the investor's putting the money in thinking that they're going to,
I hear a lot of startups go down to Atherton, rent those big, huge houses, and there's some backdoor deals that go on down there.
I think no. It sounds, there's always something somewhere where somebody's going to make a little something on the side.
Right, a little something. Dick, I have to ask you more of a societal question, really, when it comes to
societal?
Homes. Yeah, because, you know, the home purchase is one of the biggest purchases a lot of people ever make.
Biggest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mortgage rates coming up towards the end of this year.
Sure.
Does that push buyers into the market a little bit earlier? Because usually the first quarter of a year is a slower period for real estate. Then it starts to heat up. Are you seeing any activity in anticipation of a higher rate?
Typically what happens, and if you're into the holiday season, November, December, January, then there's a little spike in interest in people. So the people are not looking for a home unless they're in some kind of an exchange situation where they have to close by the end of the year, where if they have a rental property and they can't take the equity out, that they need to use that equity to buy something else similar. You see a little bit of that, but primarily the first couple months are just typically slow, and then it starts to build. When August comes around, it starts to slow down again, July, August, because people have already bought, because they mostly are looking for areas where there's schooling.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big thing for people right now. They're looking for, what are the schools like? So that and crime. So I think those are the two things that potential buyers look at.
If there are still deals to be made, I imagine that's attractive to a first-time home buyer. What do you have?
I think that a person wanting to get into a home for the first time, with the programs that are available, 1% down, 3.5% down, FHA kind of loan, limitation, and there's just some caveats that preclude that kind of loan in that you have mortgage insurance premium. Of course, if you're paying only 1% or 3.5% down, you're going to have some kind of an effect. I mean, no one's giving that kind of money out unless there's something to pay on the outside, or the something, which is usually mortgage insurance premium. So when you're looking to buy a house, a lot of people say, okay, put me in a condo, put me in a townhouse. And I think there are several things that you have to look at. One, you have to look at what the homeowners association fees are, because that's a big impact in condo and townhouse. The whole package, what do you do? I think that first time home borrower, and they can go online, which is probably 70% of the people today shop online. They just don't walk into the bank and say, give me the best loan you have, Bank of America,
right,
Wells Fargo. They look online. They're more sophisticated. I think the borrower today is more sophisticated in that they're looking for the better deal. What is the better deal? The better deal is payment, especially if you're in the Bay Area. And the rents here, they're atrocious in that.
Oh, yeah.
You're in San Francisco.
They've been going up and up for at least the last 5 years.
Absolutely. So why not get into something in a starter level? Maybe there's a little bit of a commute that you don't want to take or whatever. But the fact is that anybody that has wealth, and we're talking Trump on down, has done it through real estate, holdings in their real estate, not through the gold, not through And there's people who say buy gold, and there's people who say buy stock, and there's people who say put the money in the bank or put it in a coffee can. And, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of stories out there. But but the wealth itself comes from owning real estate. As a case in point, this one couple, they happen to be here for 1 year from China, 24 years old, just married for 1 year. And with the help of their parents, they bought a property for $350,000. 3 years ago. We just refinanced the property. The property was valued at close to $600,000, because you can't find anything in the Bay Area under $600,000. I mean, that's, so the house is worth $600,000. They get 75%, up to 75% when you pull cash out. So that's 75% over $450,000. So they're $350,000. And now they've been on the job for 4 years. So they're able to make the mortgage payment, whereas their parents had helped them. They were able to pay back the parents and move on with their life and have an established home. So this case goes on and on. It repeats itself. So it's not something that's just first time.
All right. Some investment tips from somebody who's been in the market for a long time. Dick, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Jason.
That was Dick Mozeleski, the owner of Rainbow Funding and Realty. He and his firm have more than 30 years of buying Bay Area homes experience. Now, coming up after the break, we have one of our favorite subjects, science. Well, the tech of science, and in this case, funky science. We explore the impact of humans on our planet and what we would need to do to actually expand civilization to other planets while adjusting for the mistakes we made here. We even talk about sci-fi flicks that scientists actually like. That's next on Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton. Please stick around.